Welcome to the Afterspin, opinions from thought leaders in our state. I want to ask Bev Perdue and Rick Henderson, we're about to conclude one of the most divisive and bitter elections in history. Now, research indicates our millennial generation is losing confidence in our government, and conspiracy theories have become an art form now. How do you describe the state of the political climate in North Carolina, and how about the state of government? What changes do we need to make? A lot of questions. Bev?
I think that children, the millennials, are products of their family. At my age, I've come to decide that. If your mama is a Democrat, you're going to be a Democrat more than likely. And I think that the cynicism has just grown because the adult population, the post-21 population, has become so embedded in partisanship. Therefore, they've carried it through their iteration of that generation. It's just hard in America when we're red or when we're blue, and then after the election for the country, not to demand that there be some kind of collaboration from the president to the administration to the Congress, all the way down to city council. We've seen what partisanship is doing to this country. And I hope it stops. Government does work, Tom.
Well, you say it does, but I think we've seen too many examples, particularly on the federal level, where it's not working. Rick, here's the thing that bothers me most, is that if you don't agree with me on a position, you're my enemy. Where did that come from?
That's something that has been brewing for quite a while. We've unfortunately had what some people call the Big Sort, which took place about 20 years ago, in which the two parties essentially have gotten weaker as they've become more ideologically cohesive. And so the growth of the unaffiliated voter is part of that. Now, I think that's actually a healthy development to some extent. But what's unhealthy about it is that political parties used to be a place where people got together and they got together and they developed a platform. They developed some series of ideas and principles. And then they were the ones who basically said, okay, who wants to follow our set of principles? Who wants to follow those guidelines? Now, unfortunately, candidates seem to be more and more along the lines of they're the ones who provide whatever principles if there are any, and the parties follow along. And I think that's sort of unfortunate because it doesn't really make a political system work well. It makes people more performance artists than people who are actually legislators and actors. Although I will give us one bit of good news, which was something that was very surprising to me. Back in June, the Walton Family Foundation commissioned a poll of Gen Z and millennials. So people basically 13 to 39 years old, and asked them what they thought about the future of the country. And they 2,000 of each bracket. And they're very positive, believe it or not. They're very hopeful. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 70 to 80% of them said that they thought that their lives were going to be better than their parents' lives.
Wow.
And the percentage of people of minorities, of blacks, of Hispanics, of Asians, who thought that were higher than the percentage of whites. And so they think basically that there's still a great opportunity to achieve the American dream, and that education is very important to them. And as has been spoken about with the education system in our country, the fact that there's more flexibility in gaining knowledge and gaining credentialing and gaining experience, millennials actually like that. And Gen Z people like that because that gives
them more
choices.
That's interesting that you say this, because this runs counter to the studies and the polls that I think I've been seeing. But back to what we were talking about before with government. Bev, you remember the time when the legislature was in session and these corporations and these organizations would have these big receptions at night. And it was not at all uncommon to see Republicans and Democrats almost with their arms around each other, you know, being buddies and talking about legislation. A lot of legislation got passed during those times. Now the two parties don't even talk to each other, do they?
No, they don't. And that's what's wrong with the country and the state in terms of getting things done. But y'all, I want to just speak it one more time, the services that the government provides that don't work. You know, with the pandemic, we have seen law enforcement, we've seen emergency medical, we've seen hurricane relief, we've seen all these workers come together to support us during the disruptions. And these local services are what the country depends on. And I think we would be really wrong to say that everything in the country and the state's broken. Things can be better, Tom. You and I both know that. And we're trying to figure out how to make each other work together. When I was in the Senate, Phil Berger and I were fairly good friends. Those days need to come back where you can argue on the Senate and the House floor, and then you walk out of that building and you become friends again. That's how you get stuff done. That's why I'm hopeful about Joe Biden, because he's a collaborator, and so is Mr. McConnell.
You know, you talk about finding good news. I guess the good news I've got is we've experienced just about everything you can experience in 2021 or 2020. And here we are with a month and a half to go. There ain't much left that could happen.
Don't speak too soon, Tom. Don't speak too soon. Although I will also say one more thing, too, about this. If I get back to this Walton Family Foundation poll, the one institution that millennials and Gen Z said was the one that gave them the most hope was their local school system, that they were very enamored of their own schools. And so that's, again, community institutions are extremely important. I think we as Bev said, we overlook local services to our peril. We shouldn't do that. We should remember that that these local institutions, some of them are public, some of them are private, some are nonprofit, and those are areas where people can actually build community and get to look past a D or an R after their name and make a real difference.
And that's a good note to end on here. And we thank you for watching the After Spin. We'll have more video all during the week on ncspin.com.